My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Since the All-Star break, the team that was really pretty good offensively in the first half of the season, since the All-Star break, 25th in Major League and 24th in Major League Baseball in runs scored, 25th in batting average. The Guardians are hitting .228 as a team since the All-Star break. Their on-base percentage, 28th, hitting .284, or on-base percentage of .284. Their slugging percentage, 27th. Their OPS, combining on-base and slugging, 28th. The only teams below them, the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. So the offense has been in the sewer since the All-Star break.
It's been a problem, and it's starting to show. Stephen Kwan has crashed back down to earth.
I think Stephen's hitting .237 since the All-Star break.
Right. Jose Ramirez continues to be Jose Ramirez.
He's hitting like .312 since the break.
He still continues to be really good, but David Fry has crashed right back down to earth. And he had a big home run. Thank you, David Fry. We appreciate such things. But he has crashed back down to earth as well. It seems
Josh Naylor's been about the same, which has been good. Josh has been very productive. So.
Right. He's been consistent.
Yep.
It just seems like now when you don't have these guys, and this is going to come off really mean, and I don't mean it this way. When you don't have a couple of guys who are playing over their heads, you start to see that margin of error that we've been talking about since April, where it's like there is a thin margin of error with this Guardians team where they can succeed. And if those guys are going to continue to hit at that level, that margin of error gets a little bit bigger. But now, with them not doing it, your starting pitching is getting seen a little bit more. Your bullpen's starting to show a couple cracks.
Well, you're ready for a terrible stat?
Mm-hmm.
Since the All-Star break, Guardian fans, and remember, this is the team that was scoring runs and not having any issues with that. Since the All-Star break, you have three players, that's it, hitting higher than .242. You want me to make it worse? The look on your face, you want me to make it worse? You have only five guys since the All-Star break, hitting higher than .220. I mean, it's not like we're talking .250, .260. That's .220. And you have only five guys hitting higher than that. One of them is Stephen Kwan at .239. That's what he's hitting. And .242 for David Fry since the All-Star break. And Fry and Kwan were, the two biggest reasons that your offense was absolutely on fire earlier on in the season. Because remember, David Fry at one point was hitting .360.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Kwan was flirting with .400. And now, since the All-Star break, they've both been bad.
David Fry, .242 with a .319 on base and a .387 slug since the All-Star break. He's hit three bombs.
So he has. And has driven in, not a ton of runs.
He is coming crashing back down to earth. And by the way, we all kind of thought this was going to be the case. Like, deep down, baseball fans.
David Fry's driven in seven runs since the All-Star break. Stephen Kwan's driven in 7.
Right. And
thank you, Jose. Thank you, Josh.
And Kwan, 239 with a 302 on base and a 364 slug. So at least he's still walking. But the problem is that the batting average is so low on top of it that on base hasn't found its way there. But at least he's still walking.
Yeah.
So he's giving you positive things along with, you know, Gold Glove level left field defense.
Now, we didn't expect, at least I didn't. I didn't expect Stephen Kwan to hit 400. I didn't expect to compete to be 400.
Oh, gosh, no.
And I didn't expect David Fry to hit 360. But I was hoping David might be able to hang on and, you know, maybe hit around 300 and Kwan to hit around 300 the rest of the way. And, you know, so far, certainly since the All-Star break, that hasn't happened. What options does Stephen Vogt have, folks? See, that's the thing I'm wondering here. I don't think he has a whole lot of options available to him. They make the trade for Lane Thomas. Like the idea of it.
Right.
And Lane is slumping, a nice word for 2 for your last 34 in the last 10 games.
Yeah, I'd call that polite. I'd call that a little more polite.
With the Guardians. And the guy's a real hustling outfielder, and he... We thought he eliminated one of the ideas of having to question who's going to be in the outfield all the time. He's hitting 119 as a Guardian. 119. And to me, that screams, where's John Kenzie Noel? Can we put him out there more frequently, please? And I don't think the Guardians thought they were getting a guy that they needed to platoon when they traded for Lane Thomas. And it's looking like they got a guy who they need to platoon.
The righty-lefty splits for Lane Thomas were always one of those things you circled, you know, because he just could clobber left-handed pitching. Like, he just absolutely made his money there, and he became fine against right-hand pitching enough mm-hmm. that you could play him every day. But he clobbered left-handed pitching. The other thing that made Lane Thomas appealing to this organization was the fact that he drew walks. He was on base right around 320, 330. It was always floating right around those ways. He found his way onto first base. Since he's become a Cleveland Guardian, the on base is .196. Wow. Which is just bad. That's just flat out
right.
bad.
And his righty-lefty split's not good. Lefties, right. He's hitting .316. Righties, he's hitting .206.
And a .67 slug. And I mean, we're talking a stat, you know, slugging percentage is determined by how many total bases you get, which means... 0.167. Horrible. I mean, it means that you're not on first base at all.
Yeah.
And you're not having any kind of power to any kind of contact you're making. I mean, Lane Thomas has been flat out not good at the plate. And is it small sample size? Is it a guy that's pressing too hard because now he's in a playoff chase for the first time in his career? Sure, that may all play into it. But boy, that's looking like a swing and miss to this point. Now, it's still very early. We're not making any final judgments or anything like that. But it's concerning when you see guys with a .196 on base and a .167 slugging percentage. Well, that's horrid.
And here's the thing that this has done. You brought him in thinking, okay, we're going to play this guy in right field most every day. And if he's not in right, he's going to be in center. Well, if you remember, John Kenzie Noel was swinging the bat pretty well before this move. Yeah. And in July, he had 4 home runs and he drove in 9. And since August, he's hitting .154. Now, can you be mad about that? I'm going to say no, because, Dan, he's had 13 at-bats in the month of August. So you took a guy who was finding it and really swinging the bat pretty well in John Kenzie Noel, .260 in July. And again, the power numbers were he had 4 homers in 50 at-bats. Okay, good. Keep it going. That'd be great. And you put him on the bench. You took his bat out of the lineup. You put Lane Thomas's in, and Lane's hitting .119 as a Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's part of the issue with the offense here since the All-Star break.
It's a giant part of it. I mean, you've gone from having catcher be... I feel bad saying this because Bo Naylor is playing better.
And he's hitting some long balls.
He's been better behind the plate and has been better with the stick and all that stuff. But catcher and shortstop were always the two positions you looked at this team and went, okay, whatever we get out of them is bonus.
Yep.
Center field became one of those as well. I was like, okay, whatever we get out of there is bonus. You can only carry so many positions where that's your thought process before it starts to rear its ugly head.
And you could have that if you had your left fielder hitting 350, 360, and the guy who you play all over the place, David Fry, hitting 300 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as we just talked about, that's not the case.
Exactly. You can't carry three coin flips, essentially. Less than a coin flip, three dice rolls in your lineup and expect to be considered a playoff team and a playoff caliber team. And I'm not saying this to scare people because this could all flip on its head very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is just the lull that we all kind of sort of expected, even though we didn't want to admit it, because it didn't happen in the first half of the season. Maybe we're starting to see it now as the schedule gets a little bit harder and teams are starting to rear into playoff form and you're seeing them get a little bit healthier and push a little bit more than they were doing earlier in the season. Maybe that's just the case. Maybe the Guardians, you know, the Cubbies come to town. They've been a bad team to state the least.
But they're playing well now.
Well, I mean, you know, Mal Swanson wins the gold. We'll see what Dansby Swanson can do to back his wife up. It's what we're here for.
But I'm bummed. What do you think, folks? Where's your level of concern? Right now, this team has three players who you think are swinging the bat pretty well. Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, and Andrés Giménez. That's about it here since the All-Star break. And the runs down, everything's down offensively, and the pitching has been a question. Are you concerned? Thank goodness for the last 2 days in Minnesota because they come back home up 3.5 in the division. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're here to help Stephen vote right now. He has an offense that isn't producing. They have been putrid since the All-Star break, offensively. And that said, the Guardians still have a 3.5-game lead. The Twins are playing pretty good baseball, but the Guardians came back to win the final two games of that series. Dano put them right back, 3.5 up. Not as big of a lead as they've had this season, but that's okay. That's what this is all about. It's a pennant race, and the Royals aren't going away. They've been terrific.
Twins losing Joe Ryan for possibly the rest of the year is a big deal.
Right.
That's a big
deal. And he just goes out, so that's a terrible thing for them.
Yeah.
If you're Stephen Vogt and your bullpen is still good, I think maybe showing some signs that, okay, man, there's a lot of use here. Your starting staff maybe coming together. Alex Cobb was okay in his first start. Maybe he was in there a bat or two long because it turned into a home run.
I was going to say, again, I'm an Alex Cobb homer, so I know I'm the wrong one to say such things. I thought they left him in too long, especially being the first start since of the season. They probably should have yanked him before he got into that situation. But
Matthew Boyd starts Tuesday against the Cubs. I know you're not high on Matthew Boyd. I'm not high on a guy coming back from Tommy John and counting on him to be a critical member of the rotation. But by golly, he's starting on Tuesday.
Nobody should be high on Matthew Boyd. Whatever we get from Matthew Boyd, you're calling it a win.
I would agree with that.
Outside of, you know, him getting lit up, then it's a different story.
So, but, yeah. How can we help Stephen Vogt? I got a couple of thoughts. They're coming up. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Anthony.
How are you, Anthony?
I'm in Cleveland Heights, yes. Okay. So, the one thing, without getting deep in the weeds on the advanced metrics there, there is some indication that we've had some batted ball luck recently, so that could explain some of the downturn on the offense. Now, I'm not expecting the 27 murderers row Yankees to come back, but there's some indication it's down.
Anthony, 256 BABIP tells you that you're running into some bad luck.
Exactly. Lane, you're gonna. The guy hit 28 home runs last year, 17, I think, the year before. You're going to have to keep playing him because he's got to come. I mean, you know, these other players, Freeman or Schneeman, Fry, unless it's on its split. Thomas has shown he can produce previous seasons, but you got to go with it, right? And then the other thing is Noel. I know people like him because he hits monster shots, but he has a terrible chase rate. So you put him in there consistently, and they're going to stop pitching him strikes, and he's going to start swinging. I mean, I think Vogt has used him masterfully so far, easing him into playing without turning him into a mound of jelly by playing him every day.
The only thing I wonder about, Anthony, and you tell me, since Lane Thomas has been here, we haven't seen much of Noel. And maybe you had a guy who was trending in the right direction, and now he's had 13 at-bats in the month of August, and they haven't gone well.
Well, we do have some cushion. I'm not opposed to getting him out there. It just, you know, I think the folks who are knee-deep in the advanced metrics stuff will tell you that chase rate is almost never correctable. You know, it reminds me of that movie Signs where Joaquin Phoenix's character said at one point, you know, he struck out too much in the minor leagues, and he deadpanned a line and said it felt wrong not to swing. And it's almost like you can't get that out of their head, when they get up to bat, especially I think with the Noel, it might be the breaking pitches where his slugging average is like 480 or something. You know, it flummoxes him. So,
Anthony, you're my kind of baseball fan. I just want you to let you know that now.
Yes, you are.
Good people.
The other thing I'll throw out there is, because there's a couple other whipping boys, Sandler, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you have to have all hands on deck from the pitching staff. So Sandlin, you have to give him time to try and retain, because to have his unorthodox pitch release point in the bullpen in the playoffs would be huge. Same thing with Barlow.
And he was lights out before his injury. He hasn't been as good since the injury.
Yes, I agree. But you know, I understand giving him shots because if he can come into the bullpen and be something close to his old self, that would be huge in the playoffs.
Anthony, well done, well done. Here's a thought for you. Let's hear from Tim in Westlake first. Tim,
what's happening, Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Well, man.
Just calling in. I called yesterday and spoke to Spencer.
Before that, do you have power, Tim?
I'm sorry?
You have power?
I'm in Rocky River, and they said 4 o'clock today.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good luck.
We just got it back yesterday.
I'm in Rocky River, so I don't know why I said Westlake. But anyway, talked to Spencer about Lane Thomas yesterday. When he was we got him over in the trade, he was one of the hottest hitters in baseball. And looking at his splits that we've been talking about, he hit, I think, about 330 lefties, 320 righties. I wonder what his differential is since he's been here as far as lefties versus righties. I know Vogt's playing him against righties a lot, and there's nothing wrong with platooning guys, especially if they have a real strong average against, you know, one side versus the other. What are your thoughts on that?
Tim, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call. Good luck with the power. I think this. You traded for him not to platoon him, but it's starting to look like platooning him is the way to go. If you're going to help Stephen Vogt here, not that Stephen needs our help, let me give you an option, okay? And does this do anything for anybody? John Kenzie Noel, who I mentioned was really pretty good in July and then has not played much in August, as opposed to the right-handed hitting Lane Thomas, who has big trouble with right-handed pitching, the right-handed hitting John Kenzie Noel is hitting .255 against righties and .207 against lefties. Do you possibly platoon those guys in right field against go righty-lefty? The only problem is you're going to face a lot more righties, which means John Kenzie Noel is going to play a lot more than Lane Thomas, and you just gave up three prospects to go get Lane Thomas.
If I'm Stephen Vogt, the first thing I'm doing is sitting down Lane Thomas in my office and going, I know you're pressing. I've been traded before too. You want to go to a new team. You want to be in a new situation where you help them make the playoffs. You want to be that addition. You want that legacy. You want that idea. I know. I get it. I've been traded too. But right now you are pressing way too much. You need to get back to the guy who, while not good against right-handed pitching, was drawing walks, was working counts, was making things difficult. If he can get back to that, then you can play him on both sides of the plate. Because when he was doing that, you were looking at a .394 on base against righties and a .300-ish on base against, a .394 against lefties and about .300, give or take, against righties. When he was walking, it feels like a guy who is doing everything in his power to single-handedly win games and feels like he has the weight on his shoulders. And it's like you've already made an impression. You're here because of the impression you've made.
It's hard to argue with the notion that he's pressing. I mean, the guy's hitting under .120 since he's been here.
Exactly.
And he's a better player than that.
And he's not walking, which is his best asset, is the fact that he, by hook or by crook, he's standing on first base.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, you could look at the batting average and go, oh, you know, it's not what we need to be. Well, at least he's standing on first base a third of his at-bats. So now it's not even there. Now it's all of 18% he's standing on first base, which if we all got 18%, we would have to take that test home and have it signed by our parents and then get yelled at. So that's a problem. So if it's maybe that simple of, hey, we platoon him with John Kenzie Noel, I don't think that's the answer as much as sitting that guy down and going, dude, stop pressing. Work.
Yeah,
counts.
But that's easy to say.
Pretend you're wearing a curly W on your uniform and get your butt out there.
That's really easy to say, though. Is a pennant race the time to do that, or do you need to make action?
I don't have any other options.
How about bringing up Kyle Manzardo? Oh, wait a minute. He's hitting .229 in August in AAA, and he hit .224 in July.
And I can't really stick him out in right field during a playoff chase, as much as, again, every lever that's been pulled seemed to have been the right one until probably the second half of the season.
Yeah, I thought, okay, could possibly Manzardo be an answer? You know, he's not playing the outfield, even though they've kind of worked with him there, but you're not going to put him in the outfield in a playoff race. You're not going to move Josh Naylor to the outfield and play Manzardo at first, so I don't think Manzardo is any kind of an answer here.
You could make an argument that Josh Naylor shouldn't even be playing first base at this point, because that's even gotten a little nasty. Him over there has been a bit of an adventure with footwear. I mean, that error on Roki over the weekend, that's an error on Josh Naylor for not picking that ball.
So is you going to make him your DH? I mean, you want his bat's going to be in the lineup every day for
me. You need his bat. Yeah,
every
absolutely.
Day.
And you love, and the way that this team likes to operate is they love having that DH to give people days off, like Jose Ramirez with the first leg of the doubleheader.
But then who are you going to play at first base? You going to play Noel at first base? He can play first. Not
well,
terribly well.
Yeah,
but
that's the problem. And look, you don't need a Gold Glover at first base or anything like that, but the Josh Naylor experience at first base is seeming like it's hitting a little bit of the end, unless it's going to be this offseason where they go, buddy, commit yourself to this. You've got to become better. We don't need Gold Glove, but you can't be below average. You got to save your shortstop every so often by picking one. You got to save Jose Ramirez. You got to save Andrés Giménez every so often.
I just wonder what options Vogt has offensively, and I don't think there are many.
And that's the problem. I think they're out of levers to pull. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, are you really bringing a Jonathan Rodriguez? Like, I mean, that's a name that always
again,
gets thrown about.
Somewhat intriguing when he was here.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, you know, he's the answer. In fact, I don't think he is.
Right.
I thought Angel Martinez was a really interesting player when he was here. And he was a switch hitter, and you sent him down. Maybe you bring Martinez back. Maybe he's a guy that, you know, you move forward with.
He was starting to get seen a little bit. I know that played into it.
Well, Schneeman's not hitting very well since the All-Star break. I mean, Freeman's not hitting very well since the All-Star break. Not many guys are hitting very well since the All-Star break. You got to either improve from within or maybe look to Columbus. I don't know that there are answers there. Maybe the answer is, You get into Lane Thomas's head, that helps. I would personally like to see Noel's bat in the lineup in some way, shape, or form.
He's got more pop, and so that's always going to be intriguing of a guy that has more pop.
And guys with pop have swing and miss. In other organizations, it's something that's tolerated, and you deal with it. In this organization, it's never been a big, group hug. They don't seem to like it.
They don't. It's not their style.
Boy, he can change a game.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with swing and miss. It's part of the reason why we all wanted Brett Rooker, is because you looked at that guy and you were like, oh my gosh, that guy can just crank balls out of here all the time. But that's not the style of player that they like for this team.
No. More Guardians coming up. And again, they start a series with the Cubs tonight. We'll see Cubs come to town hot. They've won 4 straight games. Browns had their first preseason game on Saturday. It didn't go well. What does that mean from a player's perspective? Jamel White played in the NFL. He played for the Browns, and he's going to join us next on Baskin and Phelps. I just wonder what options Vogt has offensively, and I don't think there are many.
And that's the problem. I think they're out of levers to pull. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, are you really bringing a Jonathan Rodriguez? Like, I mean, that's a name that always
again,
gets thrown about.
Again, somewhat intriguing when he was here.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, you know, he's the answer. In fact, I don't think he is.
Right.
I thought Angel Martinez was a really interesting player when he was here. And he was a switch hitter, and you sent him down. Maybe you bring Martinez back. Maybe he's a guy that, you know, you move forward with.
He was starting to get seen a little bit. I know that played into it.
Well, Schneeman's not hitting very well since the All-Star break. I mean, Freeman's not hitting very well since the All-Star break. Not many guys are hitting very well since the All-Star break. You got to either improve from within or maybe look to Columbus. I don't know that there are answers there. Maybe the answer is you get into Lane Thomas's head. That helps. I would personally like to see Noel's bat in the lineup in some way, shape, or form.
He's got more pop, and so that's always going to be intriguing of a guy that has more pop.
And guys with pop have swing and miss. In other organizations, it's something that's tolerated, and you deal with it. In this organization, it's never been a big, group hug. They don't seem to like it.
They don't. It's not their style.
Boy, he can change a game.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with swing and miss. It's part of the reason why we all wanted Brett Rooker, is because you looked at that guy and you were like, oh my gosh, that guy can just crank balls out of here all the time. But that's not the style of player that they like for this team.
No. More Guardians coming up. And again, they start a series with the Cubs tonight. We'll see Cubs come to town hot. They've won 4 straight games. Browns had their first preseason game on Saturday. It didn't go well. What does that mean from a player's perspective? Jamel White played in the NFL. He played for the Browns, and he's going to join us next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.